I've been slept on, stepped on. They said he had his chance. Can't walk in my shoes and not wear any pants. Can't do what I did and not study the math. Can't follow my lead if you don't know the path. Can't lead how I lead if you're not willing to die. When I think about my nana, all I do is cry. And the wind from my mother's words dry my eyes. She let me know that I'm a champion, with that I rise. A surprise to my enemies, I made it alive. They wish death on me, gave my name to a voodoo priest. But they ain't gonna change what's destined to be. Patience be the weapon in my recipe. Unsung hero, the world need another me. Broken, I'ma get you back where we supposed to be. Lame talking shit, all I hear is these mini me's using old flows that I did back in 93. Whack shit, don't impress. Fuck your street credibility. I move how the best be. Welcome to New Jack City, no West.
Life would test ya, fight against ya. Can I ask this question?
My brother's keeping.
Life would stress ya, so much pressure. Can I ask this question?
My brother's keeping.
DJ King Flow.
The bay called the home of the queen, but a planet earth, all the civilization and God in the universe. This came by knocking down pawns and bishops, using all 36 squares to my advantage. So my strategy, I smash the wits of all evil, some brain bitches to my people. And who's up and had no one, using my chi to balance the yin and the yang. I'm doing my thing regardless, and with the queen on my side, we put more parties and start this legacy of loyalty with loyalty, and precede to begin a new dynasty till infinity.
Légitime l'un des pions, mais pourtant deux prospères. Diamonds divis, les deux compères. Paris Brooklyn, deux coins de globe suffisent. Plan indestructible, insurmontable et éternel comme Christ.
King and queen, who's the power of their destiny?
DJ King Flow.
Not getting paid for your story, gon' podcast for glory. Rap categories really starting to bore me. OGs complaining cause they barely maintain it. Whack rapping is gaining based on how they paying it. Niggas who got skills ain't fitting radio bills. Some still selling krills just to provide a meal. A half a penny is what they getting from streams. I bet that shit is illegal, the labels ain't said a thing. Money is not God, the acronym for me. When you know that you God, the blessings start to begin. The sinner with a second chance. Energy so bright, you have to give a second glance. I've never been the type to laugh at another man's failures. We all got a shaky past, so save your judgment for the face you mask. Had a conversation with Matthew, the first shall be last.
Don't confuse movement with progress, because you can run in place and not get anything done.
DJ,
so are you moving forward, and who are you taking with you?
Mix ain't at it.
I've been up, I've been down. I've been jerked, I've been clowned.
Leadership roles created bosses. Despite my intuition, I kept walking. Not listening, led to misfortunes. So I'm kinda stingy with the offerings. Unless it's saints, what I paint, Picasso couldn't portray. I like it quaint so I can think off the grid office. I'm back to make what they create. Look a little softer. I scraped the plate, macaroni salad and some crawfish. Yeah, Elsa fake, you got them from a nigga that'll forfeit. There's no debate, the government is everything you wanted. I like cake, a good batter and hoes when the pun is. It's all at stake when the beef is fucking with deposits. No longer in position,
made yourself a target. I'm not with the wishing, use candles for the conjuring. No weapon formed against me, or the feelings they've been harboring. No coming back to get me, I'll end it where you started.
Came from the projects, all we ever had was hope.
Grind up,
wait your turn, take a loss, lesson learned. Don't be fucking all these hoes raw, it'll get you burned. Bitches turning into niggas, niggas turning into hoes. Hustle for a dollar, till I run into a pot of gold. Boss nigga, she think I'm a player, cause I fit the mold. Yeah, boss nigga, fit the mold. Even though I get that cake, this shit wasn't a piece of cake. If you out here chasing paper, then I know you can relate. I feel like a waiter, how I bring it to the table. I might run for mayor, my city need a savior. I wanna see you eat, I'm not in no competition. Treat this game just like it's chess, I put niggas in position. Man, I hate to see the way these youngins out here crashing out. Yeah, these young niggas be spinning like that's all they care about. I'm just trying to do my part and get back to the streets that raised me. I was in the dog, pray to God, come and save me. Let's turn this dirty money into something you can keep. If you can work with pounds and keys, you can run a LLC. Self-made millionaire, goons with me, train to go. I came from the projects, all we ever had was hope. Grind up, wait your turn, take a loss, lesson learned. Don't be fucking follies, 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 follies. It'll get a
DJ King Flow.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm taking flight like I'm John Moran. I'm taking flight. She wanna be my chick. This Ja Rule, I'm not the Ja you want. She got eight shorties with four dudes, Octomom. Goddamn, she swears she looked like Kim and Kylie's mom. Wow, more punches than Dr. Octagon inside the octagon. Damn, I charge a fee for a verse, but it's the price of song. Damn, and where the flowers at? Yo, get them feet gone, check the hourglass. For every hour pass, I need heavy amounts of cash. I'm with the freaks, they go through ounces fast. It's party time, you reach the party line.
You chasing hoes, I'm chasing money, there's a difference here. I'm making rain in Southern Cali with no strippers near. I'm reinvesting while you think failure's your biggest fear. I ain't sweating the small shit, the small shit, the small shit, the small shit, the small shit.
Saving grace, target genuine energy in everything I face. Sometimes I'm out of place, not focused, I feel late. God has a plan, so everything is okay. See my people suffer and want to take it away. Replace your empty dreams with a hustle, a trade. But that ain't my business, evolution never finished. I'm forcing healthy lyrics like a bucket of spinach. Are we being honest? Feeling restless and tossing. Up at 3 a.m. scrolling Instagram bosses. Niggas flossing, chasing coffins, posting pics, not talking. Direct messages, follow me and I'm blocking. Swipe to Facebook, my demo's over 40. Complaining about pain, posting pics of our shorties. My friends flip-flop, addicted to TikTok. The Chinese government clocking us like a wristwatch. I'm sleepless, inner self-images I beef with. Stacking big wins along the way, it ain't a secret. Now the things I used to dream about, I reason. Kneel in front of God, bring the pain with I'm with peace. Sleep, sleep, sleep.
Spike Lee, I'm the new Spike Lee. Went for selling nicks to kicks all on the court. See so close, I'm calling plays with the coach. In and out of huddles, nicks name me the muscle. Rio that mine, 22 baby mother. Baby slinging Similac, I was bread and butter. Three holes in your head, trying to ball out the gutter. Drop a pin and my men a strike. Game of knowledge in the opposite sight. My niggas keep spinning, worse than Deontay Wilder fights. drugs, you all need slugs. I wouldn't dap a nigga with a sanitized glove. I see you love and I wish you all the luck. I'm lawyered up and still scared to give a bitch a hug. The long arm will push you over the edge. Cell got your name on it, taller than bed. They come home acting familiar. When you press them, now they civilians. I'm out in Jamaica with all the things, son. You with the scams, you pulling the Sean Kingston.
They all come to Dre.
Yeah. Murder Megs, what's up?
DJ King Flow.
See the scars that came from the shit I survived. Was sitting deprived, no vision, just a mission to die, close to death. But still wasn't a position to thrive, bro. The stress as a youth stole my innocent vibe. I watched souls leave where I reside, sitting there fried, weed smoke in the air high. Got me questioning all the lessons in life and all this hidden messages. Went from herringbone to Cuban link, gold necklaces. I found monatomics, liquefied and ingested it. Yeah, so shines in my DNA. I'm Caesar with the canister, free your mind and lead the way. Don't speak much, I don't say more than what I need to say. Cause God's on the hunt, I don't want no easy prey. And niggas is sheep, blinded by what the TV say. Stuck in fear, niggas think fuck fake like Stevie J. Silent killer, learn to keep my moves TBA. Cause niggas is haters and won't let you see the day of a windfall. When there's pitfalls, niggas get involved. I break bread to help the muscle like Winstraw. They think they got my number. That's the day I switch calls. The smoke from the cig ain't menthol. I will hit y'all. Look, I never been the one for monkey business. Crash out and I'll massage you out of trunk to fit it.
Problems.
What's up?
Mitchie, Slick.
DJ King Flow.
My name Grab Hall.
I survived the concrete jungle for way too long.
The other day I was talking to the homie and it seemed like it was his clone. Code of the zone is all gone. They know he told him still playing the song.
Why? Salute the game givers, young made niggas who help reform lost souls, dealers and grave fillers. I know when shit get dark, men get lost in them painkillers. Them white folks praying that we keep letting painkillers. Nah, we eons ahead of them. From the corners the felons run. Better pack your Coretta cause haters thicker than Letterman jackets. I'm actively advancing coaching line for line. In fact, in the fact, I'm a factor that didn't sign on dotted line. I realize we all running on by our time. So? Gonna need a couple commas, you trying to come borrow mine. Cause at the end, the paper is always the bottom line. I watch the eyes, that's where these cap ass niggas all hot they lies. I'm outside with it, trailblazer, I'm Clyde with it. Beholding of my soldiers, they secrets, I die with it. Aware of my motions, swear God he a eyewitness. So he shall not let thy unsee what I've witnessed. Bitch niggas re-reporting back in, oh what a mockery. You niggas get an inkling we sleeping. Boy, know the Glock with me. Hold up, no it ain't. These boys might call the cops on me. That's the only that's way these niggas stop.
This shit about my bank account. My mental's always crazy stacked. I destroy the egos of megalomaniacs. When I land in the city, I don't tell anybody. Y'all been sweating the same chicks. I unfriend them probably.
DJ King Flow.
We already been had a history. Now you know why these simp jealous niggas dissing me. Y'all putting albums together. I'm building monuments and building with my niggas like politicians in parliaments. Notice lately, I'm popping up in top rapper arguments. I'm golden, baby, dropping albums nonstop, bombing them. Napoleonic. This is Gamo Gang. Never like Obama, not a Biden or a Donald fan. Ain't no such thing as a promised land. All I know is I put money in my mama's hand. Thanked her for the sonogram. Always kept it honest with the fans. And if you don't like it, don't listen. You can swallow sand. Bitch, yo, this ain't for the weak, the sellouts and the flakes. This for the heads who'd rather tell it to your face. And they hate it cause the truth hurts. True to life, life. Fate is always, always, always.
DJ King Flow.
I've been waiting for this for a little minute though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you see other cats on they grind, you show respect, you know what I'm saying, by linking up.
Word up.
And that's what we do.
For sure.
Steve Penn, what up?
What up, Lex? Let's get it.
Why the balls be so ill? Cause I'm like that.
Like that.
And you know I keep it real, cause I'm like that.
Like that.
Old gold, no chill, cause I'm like that.
Like
cause
that.
I'm like that.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
Like that.
Like
why
that.
The balls be so ill, cause I'm like that.
Like
and
that.
You know I keep it real, cause I'm like that.
Like
on gold, no chill, cause
yeah.
I'm like that.
Like
cause
that.
I'm like that.
Like
and
that.
I'm like that.
unapologetically me. Hell for me, see green level, grew up next to God Supreme. He used to rock with my uncle, so they was 3BT, cut up on mics with precision, committing surgery. Little ant was sucked in like an aardvark. I was destined for music, that's where it all starts. When you're surrounded by animals, you become one. Not a samurai nigga, but I show gun and let it roar to protect my soul. I'm a Carolina boy, you can spit you the tears of joy. See my life between the lines, fake, I ain't got time for it. If you gon' whine, I'd rather pour it and have a sip to this real shit you can believe in. Forgot mine to write the verse, so I'ma use Stephen. So don't be grinning, you still out here sinning. It might look like you winning, but we overdue for some new beginnings. Why the bars be so ill? Cause I'm like that. And you know I keep it real, cause I'm like that. Old gold, no chill, cause I'm like that. Cause I'm like that. And I'm like that. Why the bars be so ill? Cause I'm like that. And you know I keep it real, cause I'm like that. Old gold, no chill, cause I'm like that. Cause I'm like that. And I'm like that.
Tuck, doubled up, cocaine, dope game all day. Run them up, get your wig split, trying to call 12. Easy to tell who's real, who's fake. I don't break bread with birds or make moves with snakes. We don't fuck with none of y'all, cause they just get grittier. I'm too anti-social for social media.
The ones that's close to you, that be deceiving you. Phantoms with their hands in the air, they don't believe in you. On go, ready to cheer for what they're feeding you.
M.O.
You might wanna check the Wikipedia. Immaculate flow, extravagant glow, high traffic. You're locally mediocre. Homie, you a disgrace. Don't get poked in your poker face and put in your place.
Told you.
Your home team back at it. Automatic, pure magic. I
told you. We drill this, realness, to make sure that you feel this. I
told you. This ain't what you want. This ain't what you want.
Told you.
This ain't what you want. This ain't what you want.
DJ King Flow.
Started from the beginning and straight to the end. Summertime in Cali, we born to blend. The beats and rhymes connect like juice and gin. Out the dirt, making classics through thick and thin. Ain't no stopping what we build, that these roots are sick. We on the LA, the Fresno, the SD shit. And we don't gotta say a word, just take a look at the fit. Rock a new era, cause they know our sound is legit. Dirty science in the lab, when the pen hit the pad. Shout out to Exile, and we got Mocha on the track. We crossing over styles and we crossing state lines. But the best weed in the world, you gotta say mine. CA all day, but these cans will spray. Paint a mural for the legends who ain't living today. And as grimy as it gets, you know the beauty remains. Just roll to any beach and soak up the sun rays. Cause hard times only equal to a bigger mess. So take a hit of this blunt, relieve that stress. And vibe with us like an old Drake cassette. If life's a gamble, fuck it, you can place your bets.
Listen to the rhyme with a chorus, a good hook. Manifested out a dark nook by a known crook. Hornets keep stinging.
sling and put a flame to the matchbook. Gary Oldman in a red drape cape, ain't letting you escape until your brain's cooked. Total chaos collapse, knock the queen of the rook.
Bitches, believe we back in business. The shit I be smoking is highly recommended. This for all of my niggas pushing the limit. Mile high got me going, here been in the flight attendant.
Yeah, I've been around the world and and seen a motherfucking thing that I can't buy. See, reaching these type of heights that come with a third eye. I'm better at betting on me, the numbers don't lie.
Yeah, that's how we rollin', nigga. You know them gold diggers. Want the pick of the litter, burying them hidden figures. I keep them triple hitters, call them silverback gorillas. Going ape shit, and you know ain't nobody fucking with us.
Showtime, nigga. Yeah, this is the big ticket. Culture Cop Town, I'm talking that King Richard. This shit, this like a movie, I'm seeing the bigger picture. Said Snoop couldn't get much higher, but I beg to differ.
On sight, I give you the green light. Some niggas, it's all bark, my nigga, we all bite.
You gambling with your life? Well, fuck it, let's roll the dice.
There'll be some motherfucking problems with this dog in a fight.
That's right.
Baby, I'm just trying to get high.
Smoking that legendary.
Thighs high, open the mind.
Sounding like missionary.
Mind if I pull up with a few?
We can't arrange that.
Panties dropping out of the blue.
You know I bang that.
All I wanna do is and just take your money.
Supreme being, all this front and Facebooking and IGing. Nothing what it seems, which is why we ID them. I give them food for thought, feed them like a per diem. We don't believe them, fake gangster everywhere I come from, stepping on coke like Fred Astaire. Now I'm just thankful for folk that said a prayer, as I feel for all of our mothers that shed a tear. What you wear, red or the blue flag, don't let it go to your head like a do-rag. Newsflash, cops out here killing us. No retaliation, make me question if you're real enough.
If they ask me how am I doing,
I don't know.
Hey brother, how you doing?
He don't know.
Hey sister, how you doing?
She don't know.
Party people, how you feeling?
We don't know.
Intercontinental Kent. Intercontinental Kent. K banging, no malice to clips. If they ask you how are you doing,
I don't know.
Oakland, they don't know who to trust. Everybody want paper, eyes filled with lust. You know? When you get the paper, niggas want you to crust. Keep the snakes out your circle, homeboy, you must. Long-term stress, I be holding my chest. Old bitter rivals still critiquing my fresh. Everybody's sights need the grins that's icy. Polar bear niggas, true straws and Nikes. Trying to see what's what, you got involved with a smart. Pitch yourself twice, no need to discuss. I smell the weak in your speech, they will break your beat. I'll be on the low blind any day of the week. No friction in my current, white bleach detergent. Headed to the lab, you know, swift and urgent. All plans canceled, them goats and camels. Got you off beat, trying to figure my handles. I'll be everywhere once in a couple of months. General scholars, pass me blunts. I only want the money, keep them stunts and cunts. Keep an 85 open with my manners in fronts.
Get it, man. You know, we here on the Mixtape Addict Show. Your host, King Flo, with my special guest, DV Elias Christ. How are you, my man?
I'm good, my brother. You froze on me for a minute, but we back.
Okay. It's working on my side. Everything perfect, man. You know, we riding the wave, you know, from France to the U.S.
Yes, sir.
And let me start with the Mixtape Addict question, man. I have to ask you, it's a tradition in Mixtape Addict. Who is your all-time favorite DJ, bro?
My all-time favorite DJ? I don't think I necessarily have an all-time favorite DJ, but when you asked that, the first person that came to my name was Scratch.
Okay.
From EPMD, you know what I'm saying?
Legendary. And tell the people why, especially Scratch.
Well, one, I mean, I'm not going to say biased because, but that's family. And then two, his cutting skills were always unmatched. Like, and he was always able to reduplicate that on in a live performance.
Mm-hmm.
So like, and so what you're saying, you know, that famous cut.
Yep.
You know the famous cut riff.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what you're saying, like, he executes that shit on stage like it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, and this just as a trick DJ, because I like DJs like DJ, you know, DJ Scratch, DJ S1. They used to DJ for Onyx and, you know, a few other people. And then his brother, DJ Dummy, who used to DJ for Smooth and Us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then later on went to DJing for Common Sense. Like, I like a lot of, like, trick DJs. You know what I'm saying? Like, that could also blend, you know, and know how to put a show together, but also, you know, be a performance DJ as well. So if you give them a little, you know, 10, 20 minutes, you know how back in the days you let the DJ get some and the bad beat, bad beat, bad beat, bad. Yep, you know what I'm saying? Yep. Like, so I love that type of shit.
Yeah, the crazy routines, man.
Yeah, man, because we don't get that no more. It's like there's, you know, you got DJ Sinister, you know what I'm saying? Then you got Riz. You got the whole execution of crew that's just like, you know, because I toured with them one time. I think it was Japan. It was myself, Sadat X, Awesome 2, and the Executioners, and Dante Ross.
Dope, man. Rest in peace to Rock Raider, man. I remember when I was a kid, yo. I used to watch the videos when I was a kid. I was like, yo, that's crazy. Like, behind the back and with the elbows.
Yeah, bro. Like, that's my type of shit. I like to be entertained, especially, you know, if I'm going to pay $20 to come see a motherfucker perform. You know what I'm saying? Like,
for sure.
I want to be entertained. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that gladiator shit, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, it's mixtape packs. I also have to ask you, man, like, you know, it's very important to the culture and all that. Do you miss the mixtape format?
You know what's so spooky about you asking me that?
Mm-hmm.
I was just in talks with someone. I'm not going to mention no names, but I was just in talks with someone, and we were just speaking about, you know, bringing that whole energy back. You know, with the exception of, like, you know, rapping over other people's shit, because, you know, now it's so sensitive out here that your shit'll get flagged.
Yep.
But, you know, bringing that frequency back with, like, you know, original, like, hip hop shit, like, I think people would enjoy getting that frequency again. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so the timing is perfect. I asked
the timing is excellent, actually.
So we're maybe going to hear a DV Alias Christ mixtape very soon.
For sure.
All right. And talking about that, to you, what makes a great mixtape?
A good intro. A good intro, a good starting record to grab everybody's interest to want to hear the mixtape, you know? Like that first song, okay. You know, and then a DJ that just knows how to put all of the right records behind each other, and then there's the mixtapes where you actually have the DJ doing it live.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Where you hear the zick 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 and it goes to the next record type shit. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Just like Rakim and Jay Period, I think is his name.
Jay Period.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's the guard right there.
Yes, sir. I like what they did with Rakim, the live mixtapes.
Oh yeah, yeah. Know? Well, you know, Jay Period doesn't he doesn't get enough flowers. I definitely would like to give him his flowers. He had bumped into a producer that I manage, JP the producer. He had bumped into her, and she was telling me how they was chopping it up and how much of a fan that she actually, you know, is of all of the stuff that Jay had done over the course of the years. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's done a lot for the culture and done a lot, you know, for making sure that, you know, artists, even underground artists that people never heard before get exposed. So shouts out to Jay Period.
Yep. That's the role of a DJ too.
Yeah, break some records, man. You niggas always want some shit. Break some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You want some respect, then earn it. Break some fucking records again instead of complaining.
Yeah, man, like, you know, to make people discover new artists, you know, like might be the next superstars or legends.
Exactly.
Yep. That's what was missing in the mixtape game, you know, like back in the days it was still going on, but when the Death Piff era came through, the DJs only wanted to have the big artist on it, and they kind of forgot about the unsigned.
They did.
Artist. Yep.
But you know, everything spins, you know, in 360 degrees, so you know, with everything that's transpiring in the culture as we see, you know, the changing of the gods is happening, you know what I'm saying? So it's just imperative for all of us who have been pushing the pen and pushing the envelope, you know, to continue to do that and stay consistent, because, yep, you know, the Tower of Babel is falling.
Hell yeah, man. Real talk, real talk. And to you, what's the secret to longevity?
Consistency.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Consistency. And having the will and the tenacity to want to continue to do it. Keeping the earplugs on and the horse blinders on. And having that tunnel focus to just stay locked in, you know, and even in them times where you feel discouraged and not really wanting to do it, keep doing it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, keep doing it. And if you start falling short on finances and things like that, the ends justify the means. If you got to get a little job or get anything to do what you got to do to stay a course, to stay on course, then do it. You know what I'm saying? Find a hustle, find whatever it is that you got to do to stay a course, because there's no secret to success except consistency, because you'll never know how far you could go if you don't keep going. It's like you can't do 10 push-ups and look in the mirror and be like, why I'm not Diesel? You get what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you gotta keep doing push-ups until you start seeing, you know, you start seeing it come together. And once you start seeing your body come together, that gets you motivated to want to continue the process to see it through. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep, working on yourself.
That's it.
Every day, man. Like, that's what I tell people a lot of times, you know, like, if you want to, I don't like the word make it in the industry, I think you got to sacrifice your life, you know?
Yeah, you got to make some sacrifices. My dad always said your blessings come from your sacrifices, you know what I'm saying? And you got to do what you have to do what you want to do.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of things that I've done in the game that I didn't want to do, and not where it compromised my integrity, just, you know, song-wise. It's like certain songs I didn't want to do, but I did them and they fucking worked. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you got to do what you have to do what you want to do. Like, you know, in this business, it's a little tricky, because for me, as being a feature and a sought-after feature for, like, hooks and shit and now verses and stuff like that, but definitely hooks, I had to get into the mindset that I'm supplying a service for a client, and they're hiring me to provide a service, not for me to critique. That, you know, so it's either I'm going to do it or I'm not going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Yep. But if I'm going to do it, provide the service and give my 100% to said individual that I'm doing it for. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And make sure you kill it every time, even if the artist is average.
Yeah, even if the artist is at, you know, just go in.
Yeah, man. And let's go back in time. Like, what type of advice would you give to your younger self?
Listen to your mother. No, dead ass.
Yeah.
You know, my mother's been in the music business. Well, I say, you know, figuratively, but my mother's been in the music industry. I'm 47 now. She's been in the music industry for 47 years. You know what I'm saying? And there were a lot of things that she was telling me, even my dad was telling me, who's also been in the music industry for years, you know, and just because of age and you know, being young, you just think, you know, they don't know, you know what I'm saying? So there's just a lot of things that if I would have listened to them early on, just in some of the choices that I made, you know, even with certain people that I chose to make them with, I would have did those things different, you know. Then that's the only thing. Other than that, like, I don't regret any of it, because even though I didn't listen, I learned a lot not listening either, because experience is the best teacher.
Mm-hmm. And it's by doing mistakes that you learn, you know?
Oh, yeah. And it's really no such thing as a mistake, man. It's just all lessons.
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, everything happens for a reason. So if you fuck up one time, you that was meant to be, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. It's decreed. It was meant to manifest. It was meant to be what it is.
Yeah, man. And you've worked with a lot of greats, you know, like, you know, doing like Hooks Versus and all that, man, like, you know, the hip hop legends. And what was your, like, your most memorable collaboration?
I mean, I have a lot, but I say one of my most favorable collaborations was with De La Soul.
Mm-hmm.
We did the Through Your City record. It was a good time, you know, in that time frame of working with them when they were working on the Mosaic Dump album, the Artificial Intelligence album, just that energy that they were in and just the energy that we were all in.
Yep. You guys.
That was a dope time. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Like, he had like great chemistry together.
Yeah, man. And, you know, I learned a lot, you know, especially from the performance angle and just having the experience of performing in front of, like, you know, thousands and thousands of people. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's levels to shit. You know what I'm saying? And that definitely was a top tier level that I experienced. You know what I'm saying? Like, being on MTV for the first time, you know, like holding the mic and having some, you know, being asked some shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, all of that, man. Like, touring with them with the Black Eyed Peas and Wyclef, you know what I'm saying, for the MTV Campus Invasion tour, Spit Kickers tour, and OK Player, and just, you know, just all of the stuff that I actually had the opportunity to experience with those brothers. It was possibly one of my most positive times.
Mm-hmm.
In hip hop, you know what I'm saying? Just like coming from the Ville, coming from Brownsville, Brooklyn, and just all of the hurdles that me and my partners had to go through. You know, it's like getting to that stage. It was a lot. It was definitely, it was more peaceful, not versus, but just it was more peaceful in how things went. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And do you remember how you felt like when you went back home after that, like after all this crazy shit with De La Soul, Black Eyed Peas going on too? Then you go back on your couch, you sit down, and you be like, damn.
I mean, yeah, because, you know, I was on those tours. I was on those tours for promotion. So I wasn't on those tours to get paid. I was on those tours for promo. So, you know, coming off the road, yeah, because, you know, I got to pay my mortgage and, you know, all of that kind of shit. But that was just a choice that I made to, you know, to get that exposure and to get that experience. I wasn't in the budget, you know, but niggas was like, yo, you want to come, you could come. I could have said no and just stay home. Mm-hmm. I said, fuck that. Let me go and just get the experience. And it worked out. You know what I'm saying? Yep. It worked out. I didn't come home with bags of bread, but I wasn't on the road starving either. You feel me? Like, it worked out. However, which way I had to do it. If I had to, you know, hustle some backstage passes, you know, you feel me? Like, I was doing what I had to do. And, you know, I had my own little chump and shit like that, too. So it was cool. Like, it was more about the experience than it was about trying to get a bag from them niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was more about, you know, learning another level of the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And working with Maceo and working with Dave and Paz, you know what I'm saying? It was, you know, it was a great, great, great experience.
Yep, life-changing stuff, man. That helped you to, like, you know, build a stronger fan base and get the experience, like you said, you know?
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Yeah, man. And for the young ones probably listening now, like, how would you define the style of D.V. Elias Christ?
Rugged and blues, man, R&B. Rugged mm-hmm. and blues. That's the best way to describe D.V. Elias Christ.
Yep.
It's very rugged, and it has a very soulful blues feeling, because my music, I channel that shit. I definitely channel the spirit of my ancestors and, and just those before me that carried that soulful tradition. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it's rugged and blues, man. That's the best way to define my style. I've been singing that since I was 14.
Yeah, man. You know, I put you in that category where I only see four people. I see you, I see Zero, Nate Dogg, and Sly.
That's about right.
You know what I'm saying? Like this type of vibe.
Yeah, that's about right. You know, yeah. And everybody bring their own uniqueness to the table. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Zero over there in Houston. And he's still slabbing, like he's still doing shit. You feel me? Like, so it's opportunities. Like, I would definitely like to work with him. I like to work with Devin the Dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that. I feel like all that's going to come around. I always wanted to work with Scarface. Like, you know, I got my bucket list, you know what I'm saying, of artists and individuals, you know, inshallah, if the time permits. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. That'd be dope. Scarface collabo, that'd be fucking fire.
Yeah, that'd be amazing, man. Like, just the voices and the way we approach the dramatics of, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. How much would it have to be?
yeah, it is one hell of a storyteller, man.
Yeah, man. Like, yeah, that shit would be fire.
Yeah, yeah. And I like seeing the good things that are happening in hip-hop right now. Like, we see Snoop and Dr. Dre dropping an album. I heard that Zero and CeeLo Green were working on something, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? We see some new shit. I see Redman kicking freestyles on Instagram like crazy, stealing people's beats.
That's dope. Beats. I mean, yeah, man, you know, I mean, like I said, this is the time that if you've been doing, keep doing. You know, because as it crumbles, you know, there's new things to be rebuilt. You know what I'm saying? And that's on a positive. You feel me? Like that's really on a positive.
Yep, yep. So 2025 gonna be something, man. What's coming for you in 2025?
A lot of music, brother. A lot of videos. I mean, I pretty much got, you know, visuals lined up, you know, from February all the way to December. You know what I'm saying? So I'm lined up, you know, got projects that I'm working on. Got some stuff me and JP working on. You know, I got some things, man. You know, I got a lot of shit. My thing is when I decide to speak about shit, my only reply to things is gonna be checkmate. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
Say less, do more.
Yep.
You feel me? Like, because at this point right now, like, I mean, anybody that know me or that, you know, just watching anything that I be doing, like, I don't really do a lot of talking. I just drop music. I don't do lives. I don't do interviews.
Yeah, that's why I'm blessed, man, to have you here. You told me you don't do interviews.
Yeah, I don't do interviews. But when I asked you what the questions and stuff was going to be about, and it's not that I have nothing to hide. I don't have shit to hide. It's just shit that I choose not to want to talk about because it's counterproductive to where I'm going and what the fuck I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? So, and, you know, people want to have you on interviews and then want to ask you, you know, slanderous shit about other people and all that. And I'm not here for that. Like, I'm here to do what I've been doing for the past 30 years. I'm not here to be playing around with none of that other shit, because I never did. You feel me? Like, I've always done what I do. Anybody that's been watching Christ over the course of the years, seen my consistency and how I stay the course and just in my world. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everything that we see a lot of folks doing, you know, have been doing before. But it's delightful to see it happening because it just gives me the confirmation that I've always been on point.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's a legend. That's a legend way of thinking. If people want to use that term, you know what I'm saying? If you're gonna be a legend, you can't be bitter about shit.
For sure.
Use how you a legend then. Legends ain't bitter.
Nope.
Wittier. You know.
Definitely
what I mean?
Right. You stay positive. Don't talk about other people because we don't give a fuck, to be honest.
Right.
Yeah. Yep, we have to talk about music.
It's not benefiting you. It's not benefiting the interview. You know, the interviews, you know, for me, I'm really big on information. So if I'm gonna do an interview, you know, you see the questions that you ask, these are informative. Whoever's listening to this interview, I'm quite sure a few things that we spoke about gave some people some relief. Like, okay, I'm on the right path. Because if he's saying this and somebody else said that to me, then I'm doing the right thing. We need more of that vibration. We need more of that frequency being put out so people could realize that it's very important to stay a course, stay creative, and do what you feel from your gut. Fuck what anybody has to say, because nobody has the answers.
Yep, definitely, you know, right,
a
man.
A toilet bowl has one hole for your ass. It don't have no extra hole for nobody else to sit on it but you. You feel me? Like, real shit. Like, you know, the casket got one occupancy. Even a garbage can got one fucking hole. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, so you have to keep your mind in that thought process, in the thought process of one. You know what I'm saying? You. Once you take care of you, you get you right, then everything else will fall in line. Yep. And all who don't understand that, then that's their issue. They'll have to deal with that.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons I do interviews, man. I like people to see the interviews or hear it, and then once they're done, they understand life a little better. It might give them inspiration to go work on some music or whatever it is, even if it's not music, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
I'm trying to inspire people by listening to your life, you know, like your path, what you did in your, like in your youth and all that, you know, so that might help some people too. You never know, man.
Right. I mean, hey, we only need to help one. If we help more than that, we move. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Real shit, man. And earlier I asked you if you had advice for your younger self, but do you have any advice for the young upcoming MCs that are listening to your music right now and want to follow the same path?
Yeah. Pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
You got two ears, two eyes, one nose, two nostrils, and one mouth for a reason.
Yep.
If that makes any sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, pay attention. Watch it all. You know what I'm saying? Look at those that you look at the people that you inspire to become. You know what I'm saying? Look at the things that, and not to want to be them, but to look at those moves and see how you could apply some of that to how you do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
But consistency is the quintessential element to success. I don't care who you are. If you have the skill, the will, and the tenacity to continue, even through adversity, you will make it.
Yep.
It's evident. I'm living proof of that. You know, I come from Brownsville, Brooklyn, and I lived in a house with both of my parents. I didn't have a super rough life. And the life that I did have that started to get rough was based on my choice decisions. You know what I'm saying? But saying that to say, coming from where I come from, if I could do it, then anybody could fuck it. Coming from where Jay-Z came from, coming from where, you know, anybody that came from even third world countries, like coming from poverty, if you came from poverty and you made it out of it, then that's right there is your clear indication that you could make it. Just keep going. Because certain people like be right there and don't realize it, and they stop right before they could have, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And then they watching somebody else do some shit that they did, and they like, fuck.
Yep. Just before the finish line.
That'd have been me.
Mm-hmm.
And then they try again, and then they just don't have the same fire.
Yep.
And, you know, they lose the spark. You know what I'm saying? You can't lose the spark, man. It's like, it's like this. Like, if you're a person that's worked out before, you know, sometimes you get into that mode, you're working out, and then boom, you got an injury. The injury slows you the fuck down now because you don't want to hurt yourself. So you're waiting for that shit to heal. And while you're waiting for that shit to heal, you know what I'm saying? You probably put on a pound or two or whatever, and you ain't, you know, you weren't as strong as you were when you first went into, you know, first was in the gym. Sometimes dudes just get discouraged when they go back and then they don't go back no more. You know, we all go through that. You know what I'm saying? But what they say, you got muscle memory, right? So we have to use that same muscle memory for how we want to achieve what we're going after. So I call it the success memory. You know what I'm saying? So you want to, and you want to have a, you want to have a, you want to have memory in the form of success, just, you know, isolated in those times to where it's just in your subconscious, if that makes any sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So when you need to press a little button to get some of that juice, you know, just to kick you in the gear, you know what I'm saying? It's always there, but you don't want to keep doing that. You know what I'm saying? You want to have reserve moments where you take a step back to move a step forward, but don't step back too much where you can't step forward. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Like, consistency is key, bro. Like, I don't care what it is. You see this with anything, even for a dude that got beef with an op or some shit like that. Like, if he really want that dude, he gonna go through everything to get him. In most cases, you hear about it later. You know what I'm saying? So we have to use that same determination for the snacks that we like to eat, or the clothes that we like to buy, or the girls that we like to chase, or whatever it is. We have to implement that same hunger and that same, you know, feeling that strikes that sugar in your dopamine. You know, we got to use that same frequency towards the things that we want. You know what I'm saying? And voila. Only thing that could stop you at that point would be death, or, you know, God, or whatever you call it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. I get you 100%, bro. Like, we got to do those things for the right reason, you know?
Right.
It's important, man. Let's talk about Europe, man. You know I'm over there in France. Do you know about European hip-hop, like artists or producers?
I mean, it's been a while. I have worked with Leaf Dog and, you know, from the 4 Hours. I've worked with Black Mozart and Diams. You know, that's like old school, like, you know what I'm saying? Shit. I've worked with P.T. Jones. I worked with the Fly Hooligan.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with Sammy Deluxe. I worked with Main Concept. Who the hell? I worked with a lot of overseas people.
Yep.
I hope I don't forget nobody, but I know I did, because I worked with so many, you know, overseas. You know, artists. I think the guy named Jerome Thomas. You know, I worked with quite a few, man. You know, in my time, I know Trigger worked with Jean Michel John.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
sure.
It's a lot, bro.
You've been doing your thing, man.
Let me tell you something. I love French people. I love France. I love Paris. I love overseas. And my first experience when I went, that's when I did the record with DMs and Black Mozart, and Trigger did the record with Jean Michel Jean or whatever. And we hosted the Grammys. The awards. We gave Arsenic an award at the time. And
that's dope that you know about them.
Yeah, bro. Like, so, you know, for me, and this is like early, this is like mid-90s shit, you know what I'm saying, when this was happening. And we were embraced, man. Like, they it was like some mid-level Michael Jackson shit out, you know, when we was out there, man. And I've been to Japan twice, and, you know, I've been to Germany, I've been to Holland, I've been to Frankfurt, I've been to Amsterdam, I've been so many fucking places, you know what I'm saying? It's like, overseas is where it's at, bro. Like, y'all fucking know how to treat hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all know how to treat, you know, Americans when they come to do hip-hop. You feel me? Like, it's a different sense. It's a different warmth. You know what I'm saying? It's
like different type of respect, you know, like, we pay homage, man, to the legends, man. That's what Master Ace told me. Like, he gets more love overseas than he does in the US, which is pretty sad to me, because, you know, New York legend And sometimes he gets booked and the room is full overseas and not so much in the U.S. American people, yeah. Wake up.
Yeah, you know what it is, though, I'm going to tell you. I think it's not the artist. It's not the artist's fault more or less than it is, you know, the place where hip hop lives and all of that kind of shit like that. Like it's more of that, because it can't be the place where hip hop lives if hip hop ain't playing there. You get what I'm saying? That ain't no shot. It's just what the fuck it is. You know what I'm saying? And in New York right now, there is a reemergence of some hip hop shit. It's a lot of shit that's about to happen. I could assure you on that. And I'm damn sure not gonna sit back and just allow, you know, New York and the culture that comes from it to just be tarnished, you know, by a few little bad apples. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Pun intended.
New York coming back on the map. I just heard some Dave East and the rap music.
It's coming, man. Like I promise y'all. Just stay tuned. You know, rock with me. You know, I got my hands in a lot of different things that I'm gonna be bringing to the table, man. You know, brother by the name of Will Sullivan, really dope MC. You know, he's doing his numbers. I got another MC I'm working with, Marcus Stokes. He's fucking amazing. my photographer / videographer, Brega, he's a super, super fucking crazy MC. We're going to be dropping some shit soon. And then my other videographer, who's my cousin, Tajo Elite, another crazy fucking MC. Like, he's going to be dropping some stuff soon. So it's a lot of shit, you know, that's about to,
mm-hmm.
you know, hit the surface. And a few other names I ain't going to drop, but...
So Tydro is your cousin?
Huh?
Tydro is your cousin?
Yeah, that's my cousin.
Okay, I think I worked with him like 2 times. I know one of my guys in Flatbush, Brooklyn, name is Young Amsterdam.
Yeah.
That's family right there.
Yeah, Tydro Elite, that's my blood cousin.
All right, good shit, man.
He saw my videos. It's him or Brega, you know what I'm saying? And then my other boy, Janitor, out in Vegas, Brooklyn View Films and shit. So shout out to Brooklyn View Films. He shot the video for my new single that's out right now, New Jack City.
Okay, dope, man. Well, I wish you nothing but the best, man, for the things that are coming in 2025, all the projects and that secret mixtape that I can't wait to hear.
Yeah, man. Oh, and check out I got a mixtape out right now hosted by Ice-T. It's presented by myself and DJ AP from Negative Reflection Crew. It's a visual mixtape, and it's a mixtape. So you could get the mixtape on all streaming platforms, and you could also watch the visual mixtape on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/DVElliotChrist.
All right, dope. So everybody that's listening, go and check this shit out, man. You know, pay homage to the real hip-hop. Go check out DV Elliot Christ if you don't know him yet. Let's get it, man. I appreciate you for being in the Mixtape Addict Show, bro.
Yeah, man. You know the motto. It's the
Take care, my bro. Peace.
Salute, King. Okay?